Oh, it's so nice to see everybody. Really nice. Oh, some people I haven't seen in a really long time. Like, oh my goodness, it's so nice to see you all. Oh my gosh. Whoa. I wanted to run up and give a few of you a hug during worship when I walked in, but I didn't want to disturb you. But, I am not Swiss. Yeah, as you've heard, since they've known me since I was a child, baby. But I lived in Switzerland for 14 years, and it became my home. I never thought I was going to come back to the United States to live, ever, ever, ever. I didn't want to. I lived there for 2 years, and I was sure I was going to live and die out the rest of my life there. And then the Lord brought me back to the States for 5 years, and all I wanted to do was get back. And for a long time, I did not embrace that journey. I was just so fixated on getting back. But in any case, what I've been hearing, a couple things this morning since we've been here, and it's really nice to be here. Thank you for having us. Thank you for welcoming us. And this is such a beautiful place that you have around here. It's like when I first got here while you were worshiping, I wanted to go and run around outside a little bit. There is something really special going on. And Thomas said shortly that the Lord brought us on a real journey and learning and studying the word about what he's deposited in the land and on the face of the earth and how we're called as his stewards to work with him and work with his heart. So that we are flowing together and that actually pieces of land that have a calling can actually live their calling. I know that sounds weird. But before we moved back to America, I came home on vacation, and I got off the plane, and as soon as I got over to the house where my mom lives and where the barn is now, where we lead the ministry, I set my feet on the land, and all of a sudden, my spirit started to prophesy, and it was really simple. And for 6 weeks, I was speaking to the land, and it went like this. It went, "You will not be forgotten. You will not fall into forgetfulness. You will live out the destiny that God has given you." And this confused me because I had understood that about people, and I hadn't understood what that could mean for a territory itself. Not only for the people on the territory, but for territory itself. And that brought me on a long journey of looking and studying and asking the Lord about that and searching out the word for what that meant. But as we were here, there were a couple things that I just want to share with you immediately that I want to encourage you guys. Wellspring, it's of course the perfect name. What I sensed also was what the Lord told us about the land over there at the barn with the aquifer, about how it had been defiled by the Spirit. Ours had been spiritually defiled in a serious way. And what I've been hearing the whole time since we've been here is that the Lord is going to cleanse the waters. Amen. Here. He is going to cleanse the waters, and it literally will result in a clean bill. Where you would be able to dig. But what I saw water flowing down there in this direction, and it's coming from you guys. It's coming from in the north. It's you guys, not y'all. it's coming from your hearts. And as I was standing in the back, I just said, "Lord, what, every congregation, every group that the Lord pulls together has special qualities of his heart that radiate." And one of them, and I also heard thing, I heard about young people, about a door opening up for that. Something I heard was a special quality and something also that needed healing maybe for some people, was that it's a real mixed bag. It's a real mixed bag. And at the same time, I felt like Holy Spirit said, some of these people in this mixed bag need a little healing because they're a mixed bag, even within themselves. And there are little places where I just felt, so just go with me a minute, because I'm feeling the Lord on this, that there are some of you who have struggled because you felt like you didn't fit. And some of you who have fit but felt an enormous pressure about where you were fitting. For some, this is going to go back to grammar school and high school, where it was just, you know, this feeling of not knowing where to fit, not knowing how you work and what's expected of you. This is part of it. Even not understanding what it is that others would expect of you so that you could fulfill this thing and be who you're supposed to be. And the church, I feel like, in the last years has gone through a big shift. And there are different ages that the church has gone through where different aspects of the Lord's heart has come out. And this one that we're in is, it's like demanding that all of us and all of those little pieces, you know, all of these weird little pieces of Corey, of a singer, of an artist, of a deep thinker, of, you know, like a complex thinker, of a social person, but somebody who really also need my solitude. I'm really social and I really need my solitude at the same time. And I'm a mom and I'm a wife and I'm a friend and I'm the only person who rides a funny blue bike around town and just does these different things. But it's like a season where the Lord is bringing everything into agreement. Amen. And it's really, really, really important for each of us, especially those of us who have felt sometimes at odds with ourselves. And not knowing even, you know, and sometimes I remember being in music school and sometimes they would just shake their head and say, well, we don't know where to place you because you're only 19, but you have the voice that's the size of a 40-year-old, but you're too young. So what do we do with you? Or I would, you know, do something else. And there were so many times that where it would go, how does it fit? What fits and what doesn't? And I just felt like I was supposed to share about that this morning because the Lord wanted to speak to some of you and just say, this is a season. And also during worship, an angel showed up with us. So back on New Year's Eve Day, the Lord sent a new angel and a crew of what I call the angel's buddies to our barn. And while we were there, I just said, wow. And I asked, I said, what are you doing here? What's your commission? And it didn't answer with its job. It didn't answer making itself a commodity. And this is the struggle. We're trained to look at ourselves as a commodity in this world. And what we can produce in order to fit in where we are supposed to fit in, where we think we're supposed to fit in, where other people think we're supposed to fit in. And the angel just said to me, my name is Shift. And that's heaven. God says, I am. I don't provide. I am provider. I don't give you peace. I am peace. And that just like, it kind of knocks us upside the head because we get so locked up in what we do and what we can produce. And so we can say, oh, okay, yeah, I can do this. And so this is how I need to project myself to the world. And there are all those funky little parts of me that I better not show over here because it might not fit. You know, there's always wisdom and discernment in what you use and what you say and different things, of course. But so Shift came a little while ago with some of the angelic buddies because that was the thing is that the Lord's been telling me, okay, you're you're allowed to work with shift. Shift isn't just to stay in the barn and work there. And so I said, okay, Lord, all right, fine. I said, okay, so shift, will you come on over? So shift, a couple minutes later, shift showed up. And so I just, if you will, I want to say a little prayer. And I want to pray for anybody. You don't have to raise your hand or anything like that. But I just want to say a prayer. And ask the Lord to bring his nature another step and another as an increase into our spirit, that only our spirit man gets this. Our soul, it takes longer. But our spirit man has infinite capacity to receive revelation, right? Our spirit man has capacity to receive the revelations of the universe that and the mysteries that God put in. And so I just want to pray I'm just going to do it. Okay. So, Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you are infinite. You are the very Spirit of God living in us. I want to thank you that in us, as you breathed life into our form, you breathed in personhood, not just a set of giftings. Because you are personhood. Mm-hmm. And I ask, Holy Spirit, would you just please take a moment and reveal that to us. Reveal yourself in us. And Lord, we hand over every place right now where we've struggled in our life and where we even still carry sometimes some of the annoyance because we don't know how to categorize who we are or what we feel is expected of us. Or what we think you expect of us, or others. And I ask, Holy Spirit, would you reveal this incredible personhood? Every place where we've limited ourselves to being a commodity and a set of giftings or a set of talents, even though you gave them all to us. I ask, Lord, that you would just go in and every place that has been shut down because we felt we didn't have permission. Every place where we stopped dreaming because we didn't see that fit. Father, I ask right now for a great revelation to shift in our spirit man. That the power of your shifting, nothing that we can do on our own, but that the power of your shift we'll just begin to turn in our spirit, in our soul, and in our body. That those three things that you gave us, that you blessed us with, will start to come into agreement and alignment with each other. And in Jesus' name, I just bless this group. I bless this territory to receive now the shifting of God, to receive the shift that was also prophesied about a next generation flowing in. I thank you for the fathers and mothers that are here. I thank you for the strength and the stability. I thank you for the sturdiness. I thank you, Lord God, for the freedom. And I thank you for the great yes that this crew has shouted out to you many, 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 many times. For the great, great yes that has come up from this place, this great yes. And right now, in Jesus' name, I bless this shift to begin to take place in the earth, not just as a prophecy, but I thank you, Father God, for the shifting and all of those things. One of the other angels that is there, it's there, what it does, it's like, it's there to pull out the ropes and put in new tent pegs to sturdy the shifting that happens. And so all of these that came with shift, I've been seeing more and more that their jobs are to stabilize, to bring peace, to do different things like this, that as the shifting takes place, because when shift showed up at our barn, certain things started to shift fast. And so I bless in Jesus' name this ground and this territory to receive the shifting of the Lord and to receive the stabilizing. I bless it in Jesus' name. I just want to bless the singers. And even if you don't think of yourself as a singer, some of you are going to be walking out and just singing over the land and singing over the territory. And that sound is going to call out and it is going to echo through into the earth. And this is the thing. The Lord put waters under the earth. It says that when the rains came, the flood, the great flood, the rains came down and the floods came up. Now, it wasn't just talking about because of the rain that came down. It was also talking about the great aquifers under the earth began to spew up what they had. And so I bless in Jesus' name also the earth to respond. And every place around this territory, it's like what I'm hearing is not instead of as far as the eye can see, it's as the echo of the Spirit's voice goes, and that's far, that the Lord is cleansing the land of all defilement in the Spirit and opening up the territory. And I just bless that in Jesus' name. We want to finish things off, John and Marianne, before we came, actually, I think before we left New Jersey, the Lord spoke to me and just said that we needed to wash your feet. So we're going to wash their feet now. I've been shouting at him for over a week now. It's like Christmas vacation, the blessing, you know, it's like he can't hear anything. Let's go. I'm hearing that very, very clearly, that where there has been ridicule and speculation about this house and everybody in it, that it's done. And that a different kind of eye salve, an eye salve is going to go out. Also amongst the leadership of other ministries, there's going to be an eye salve there. And the Lord is going to repair breaches there's going to be lots of little breaches repaired. And the Lord says, for all of you here who have lived through that word where the Lord said, you'll give up your mother, your father, to come and follow me. It might have been friends. It might be family who think, they're really great, but wherever there's been a but, I'm hearing that there is a repairing of the breach instead of the but. But there is a repairing of the breach and a building of bridges wherever there has been a but, even little ones. I like it in the South how you can say something, you can give a criticism and then say, bless their heart. And then it's all any place, even like that, even where a bless their heart has come in. And I'm hearing one more thing in my spirit. The Lord's bringing back to me several years ago at the ministry we were part of in Switzerland. We went through a real tough time. And at our Easter retreat, one of the founders got up and had a word, and he was sharing that morning. But then the Lord just started to speak to him, and he called everybody to a fasting of their words. And he, at the very end of this, it was so spot on, and it was really, everything was well put. But at the very end, he just said, for the next 40 days, we're asking every single member, don't say a single negative word about the ministry. Don't say a single negative word about the people who are in this room. Not one. Not one. And I believe that, the Lord is going to pull together, like I'm hearing the word the cusp. It's like right at the cusp. And that as from the outside, as all the bless their hearts that came in this direction are washed away, and as we all together commit to speaking blessing, that it's going to go over the cusp. It's going to head over, and that the unity of this mixed bag is going to come into a new strength. A new strength and a new cohesiveness and a new kind of gelling together. A gelling together where it merges together.